First story takes us to Syria this hour, where the Syrian media say U.S.-led coalition warplanes have targeted residential areas in the country's northeastern province of Hasakah, killing at least 25 civilians. The death toll is expected to rise, as many others have also been wounded. Women and children are among the victims. The strike targeted Al-Fadhl village. U.S.-led coalition has carried out regular strikes across war-torn Syria since 2014. Now, the coalition says the purpose of the air raids is to take out terrorists, but facts on the ground show that civilians have been the main victims of such attacks. While the strikes lack authorization from the Syrian government and the United Nations Security Council. Crossing over to Ohio, joined by Gordon Duff, senior editor, Veterans Today. Thanks so much for being with us. Another day, another illegal attack by the United States in Syria. Where is this going to go? For how long does the United States want to remain in creating havoc in that country?
Well, this attack is a particularly a strange one because we're at least 150 miles from the nearest ISIS unit. Hasakah is a border area between Kurds who had moved in a number of years ago from Turkey and a native Arab population. The Syrian Arab Army has always maintained a presence in Hasakah. They are still there. The town has been under joint occupation of the Americans. It's the only place like it, quite unusually. The issue of the Americans most recently is they seem to be pushing for an open civil war between Kurds and Arabs in the area, particularly north and east of the Euphrates River. There are no actions at all, as far as the U.S. goes, against ISIS, the ISIS units that have been in place in the Western Desert or along the Iraqi border are unmolested by the United States. Instead, the United States is fostering sectarian strife. They're encouraging the Kurds to move into traditional Arab areas. Local Arab tribal militias are fighting the United States actively. These attacks most likely were against local militias that are fighting to get their homes back because they're currently living under U.S. occupation and have been ethnically cleansed or expelled for being Arabs, certainly not for being terrorists.
Where is this going to go? I mean, the United States has been involved, what was behind from the very beginning of this situation in Syria. And now, on the one hand, we hear U.S. President Donald Trump saying he wants to bring the troops home. And on the other hand, we see a continuous stirring up, basically, of chaos and creating chaos on the ground there. Your take on this?
Well, Trump's a pathological liar. His cabinet, Mike Pompeo, his new Secretary of State, other than being extremely unqualified, is utterly belligerent and a toady of the Israelis. John Bolton, his chief advisor, is a toady of the Israelis. He's typically here doing nothing else. He's doing nothing but the wishes of the Israelis. And the only way that their wishes will be satisfied are continued U.S. attacks and a continued occupation of Syria. We believe he has no intention of leaving. He's brought in as many as 1,000 new troops in the last 96 hours. The U.S. occupation forces that they list at 2,000 are closer to 5,000. And the U.S. is building new bases, entrenching itself further, and won't be satisfied until it turns its Kurdish allies against all of their neighbors and frankly, poisons the relationships the Kurdish people have with their neighbors for generations. This war that America is pushing through is going to push into sectarian strife that'll last for generations. And America will long be gone, and the Kurdish people will be suffering because they took on the wrong ally.
All right, thank you so much for being with us out of Ohio, Mr. Gordon Duff, senior editor, Veterans Today.